Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
A little early this week, we've got My Marriage Matters with Joe and Cindy Farini. One without the other. Gotta do it. Sometimes I have Frankie Fridays. Do you know that about me?
No.
Yeah, I have a record of all Frank Sinatra songs, and I'll put that on, and I call it Frankie Friday. And it's just something fun for
and
me.
And do you know the words to all of those songs, too?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers don't compute, but songs and lyrics really do get in my brain. So, good morning, Dad. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be with you, too.
Happy pre-Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Sandy, you dear.
Thanks for all my little love notes today.
Aw, what?
Tell me more.
He had a couple.
I'm yours, a little sticky. I'm yours, little thing, little heart, like, you know, those candies. But it's a sticker note and a couple notes. I love you. Thank you. I love you, too.
Dad, you're so sweet. Okay, so it's been 40 Valentines together.
Just about, yeah.
And you're still keeping it fresh.
Tell me more. Well, you know, every day really needs to start off with as a new adventure. It really comes down to having first the right heart attitude, and those right attitudes will always lead to right actions. And so as Brian asked me last week, you know, am I ready for Valentine's Day? And I told Brian, I said, you know, every day should be looked upon as Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And the same is true when it comes to trying to make your marriage all that it can be. You know, every day should start off with the right attitude. And some actions that you can take as a guy or even a wife towards her husband is just starting some new habits. And those new habits could include things like back rubs or foot massages or a 30-second kiss that we love to endorse every day. Doing errands for your wife. Going to the grocery store. I know some guys have never seen a grocery store before, but you know, I do that every week. I go to grocery shopping for my wife, and along the way, I'll pick up some flowers for her. Not because it's Valentine's Day, but because it's Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, it's just a good thing to do. It's not very expensive, but you know, it's a thought that counts on this one. And just, you know, leaving notes around the house that your wife can pick up. You know, it doesn't cost anything to do that. It's just, you know, it comes out of your heart attitude and desire to just show it love.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about all those things that you just said, too, you know, we're talking about ways to get out of a rut and then really and how that can take, you know, be a part of tomorrow for Valentine's Day, but also just in general. But what I like about those, there's some of what you said doesn't cost anything. It just costs the thought of doing it and then actually going through and following through and actually doing that, holding hands even. You know, how many times do couples go out and they don't even hold hands anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, start doing some of the new some new things that maybe you did before.
Totally.
One thing that I would have to share is taking up a hobby together. And actually this past weekend, Joe and I and some friends went and did some shooting.
Oh.
And I've never done that before. When I was a kid, I did some skeet shooting with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a little bit different kind. And it was a little scary for me. It was a little out of my comfort zone. But none of us had ever done it before. So we thought, let's just try something new and take up something new. Not that we're going to take it up for all the time, but that's just one example. How about golfing or fishing or even taking walks together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Swing dancing. We did swing dancing lessons together.
That was fun.
Fun to do.
Yeah, we're still learning. And that's the beauty of it. You know, you can try these things and keep learning and have fun. Another thing, too, would be just talking with each other, not always at each other. I think it's so easy. You get in this rut of just being like, can you do this? Can you do that? Hey, this is what I'm doing today, kind of going through your schedule. But actually sitting down and like yesterday, we've just had a couple really busy weeks, and so yesterday we just sat in the family room and just sat on the couch, put the fireplace on. There's no TV in there, and just talked,
talked through
some different things.
Do you remember the Carol Burnett sketch where she's sitting at the table across from her husband, and they sit down talking about their schedule, and they're like, okay, well, on Tuesday I can't do this, and on Wednesday, how about we fill in time together here? And then after the 4 or 5 minute sketch goes by, she stands up and is like, 9 months pregnant. And they're
I don't remember
like,
that
okay,
one.
Well, I'll see you in a few days for, you know, when this happens. And I think that really speaks, it's funny, but it also speaks to the busyness of life and making time for a spouse. We're talking with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters, all about five ways to get out of the rut. So let's review the last two and then keep moving on.
Okay, the last two, I would suggest having a no phone zone.
Ooh.
Pick a room. Maybe it's the bedroom. Maybe it's the kitchen. Maybe it's the family room. Pick one room and just don't have your phones in that room.
You put a little basket on the door.
That would be good.
That'd be cute.
I like it. Mm-hmm. How about you, Joe? You have one more?
Well, I do. I would recommend going on double dates with some old friends or some new friends as well. I mean, this includes having some people over the house, having dinner, having some desserts with them, going out for coffee, get a piece of pie or something. But doing it together with another couple is another way also to enhance, I think, your marriage. And I think it's also really a wise thing for guys to have male friends and women to have women friends as well. I think that's important as well to help stimulate interest that mm-hmm. they might have. You know, and quite honestly, I mean, there are guys just don't have the capacity to speak as much as women do. And so I think it's I think it's a wise thing for women to have women friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys have other interests. And so I think that's important as well to have a well-rounded marriage relationship.
And I also go ahead, Dan.
I guess they don't. I mean, don't stop with these things. I mean, mm-hmm. be creative and keep trying new things all the time. I mean, it's really your marriage is so important to keep that thing alive and well.
And I also think like going out, if you go out with another couple, it kind of gives you opportunity to affirm your spouse in public, and sometimes right. that speaks louder than being affirmed in private. I know for Nathan and I. When we'll be with other couples or a group of friends and I say, oh, Nate does such a good job doing this. You can see even on his face, mm-hmm. wow, she's, you know, encouraging me and respecting mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. in front of other people. And yeah. I think that speaks volumes. And people tend to think, wow, you guys are so in love. And it's like, we are in love, but I'm also just treating my husband with respect.
Yes. And you have, that's something good. You have to work on. Mm-hmm. All of these things you have to work on, because if you don't, you do get into a rut, and life—that's life.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get used to things, and then they become normal. Then they become sort of a rut. So you have to start thinking, you know, where can some of the fireworks go off that are fun and make life really entertaining, fun, and pleasant.
Totally. Now, in the last 30 seconds or so, are you guys ready for Valentine's Day?
Always,
Dad.
Always, absolutely, every day. Absolutely.
Easy answer.
Let me just give you. One more plug here.
Sure.
I mean, being creative and doing things that are really going to expand your marriage and your love for each other is consider going to that Weekend to Remember that's coming up here in Cleveland in a couple of weeks. That'd be a great thing for a guy to really step up and surprise his wife with this a coupon to go to this Weekend to Remember in Cleveland. Got to do it, guys.
Yes. And let's remember, too, this is not for marriages that are like, you know, headed for the ditch. This is for marriages that are in trouble. It's for marriages that are good and can just grow to a next new level. It's amazing how one conference can really accommodate all the marriages in the room, and there'll probably be over 600 people or more in Cleveland. So every marriage will be touched if you're willing to listen.
That's wonderful. If you want to get connected with Joe and Cindy Farini, you can go to their My Marriage Matters Facebook page or go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, or you can, as always, come to us at brianandkathleen.org. Thanks so much for us taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I love it.